For the last several weeks, we've been exploring how the intentions and actions during the meditation bear fruit. Sometimes the fruit is wholesome and good. Sometimes the fruit of our actions in meditation are stressful. The Buddha says, whatever a person frequently thinks and ponders upon, that will become the inclination of the mind. And in a sutta that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Buddha is praising the company of the lovely. He says, in one who is a friend of what is lovely, skillful states not arisen do arise, and unskillful states already arisen wane. So company of the lovely, that doesn't just refer to lovely friends, wholesome friends, but in a more direct, immediate sense, keeping the company of the lovely refers to the wholesome thoughts, wholesome intentions. So in the past, we've been doing a body scan meditation, incorporating the qualities of loving kindness in the body scan. But tonight, let's do a more formal loving kindness practice, if you'd like. And if you want, you can coordinate with your breath. We'll start first with the body. So as you breathe in, you can have a felt sense of this body sitting here. And then with each exhalation, you can practice sending love, sending good wishes, kindness to the body. Breathing in a willingness to feel, to be intimate with the body, to connect. Exhaling, may this body be at ease. Or may this body be happy. In a sense, with each inhalation, saying yes, this is how the body is now. We're breathing in the way it is. With each exhalation, in your own way, sending out the qualities of goodness, of warmth, of caring to the body. Each time as we inhale, we're specifically breathing in the qualities, the sensations of the body that we would probably prefer not to feel, not to see. Yes. Yes to this too. And perhaps you can notice the direct effect as you breathe in, feeling the body, exhaling, caring, loving the body. Notice how the body and mind begin to respond to this wholesome activity. Breathing in, knowing that the mind and body are like this now. exhaling. May the mind and body be happy and at ease. Until every single part of the mind and body is shining with this feeling of loving kindness. So we're breathing in love with the in-breath, and we're exhaling love with the out-breath. And this love, this well-being is circulating through the entire mind and body. No space untouched. And if ever there does appear to be a place in the body or mind that seems immune to the quality of love, of well-being, then be very patient as you continue to direct your good wishes, your good feeling toward those or that place. Until the whole body and mind feels good with love and well-being. And even if in some way the mind doubts the validity of this kind of practice, you can just breathe that doubt in with the next in-breath and care about that doubt with the out-breath. Relating to that doubt with love, with a sense of well-being, everything's included. And only when you feel the whole body, the whole mind is filled with the beautiful energy of love and well-being, then just let it spill over and begin to fill the room. All the friends here, acquaintances here in the room, breathing in the whole room. All of these beings here connecting, exhaling, letting the love flow, the wishes for well-being flow out, and touch everybody in the room. So everybody eventually is affected. Everybody is held in this warmth, this well-being. Creating a community of love and friendliness and well-being. And you can use a meditation word if it helps. You could, for example, repeat the word love as you breathe in, love as you breathe out, or whatever makes sense for you. And this room, this place begins to shine or vibrate with very simple but profound warmth and friendliness and well-being, peacefulness. As if the place has a warm glow. We breathe that in and we exhale it, filling the room until it begins to pour out the windows and doors and connecting with the grass and the bushes, the trees, the birds, the squirrels, and all the people in the cars and the people in their homes, ordinary people wishing to be happy, same as us, our neighbors, our friends out there in the world, family members. Without forcing it, notice how the love, the good feeling is happy to go out. To expand. Its nature is to keep expanding, including breathing in the love, the kindness, exhaling the love and kindness. And just allow particular people and particular places to come to mind, whatever does. And then just breathing with those people or those places, breathing in, including, willing to feel what we feel as we remember and connect, and exhaling, sending our good wishes, sense of well-being, kindness and warmth. keep coming back to this simple intention. So we can use the breath, and with each in-breath, we're remembering the intention, the willingness to connect and to include and to be touched by life. And with each exhalation, we're remembering the intention to be generous, generously caring, generously loving and wishing well. Till you're able to breathe in the whole world, all the messiness, willing to let it touch the heart, and to exhale, sending out our love indiscriminately, filling the whole world with our good wishes. Even the difficult people in our lives, willing to be close, we breathe in and we understand there are these difficult people in this life. And we exhale, caring about their pain, caring about their frustrations, their delusion and uncertainty. Willing to breathe in the whole world as it actually is now, and willing to care about the whole thing, nothing excluded. with each in-breath, the practice, the training is to find a beautiful intention and sustain attention with this beautiful intention. And then, of course, the same with the out-breath. So we're noticing the karmic effect of abiding with wholesome intention. The wholesome intention to connect and to wish well. Taking a minute or two and noticing the beautiful effects of having abided with wholesome intention. May this sense of well-being continue. May it increase. May it never end.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.